All right. There it is. We did it.
We did it. That's what's up.
We did it.
Yeah, B, I'm sorry, yo. I don't know what's the gain. And I didn't say this on the show, but I'm gonna ask you quickly. Sure. What would be the gain for a bunch of black folks who he at a minimum doesn't like, at a maximum deep down in his heart despises, to be jumping around and serenading him in the audience? Like you said, okay, he really doesn't want Jay-Z. I mean, and I'm not even saying he would pick somebody like Jay-Z. Damn. But
hey, this is.
See, I'm just saying, what is the game?
Everybody has a short ass memory. All right. So I'm not going to say again that I don't support Donald Trump. What I'm going to just give you is facts. Okay. You are a hip hop head. You know goddamn well that Donald Trump was big in hip hop. Always been.
They always quoted him. Yes. They always
quoted him. Motherfuckers wanted to be seen with him.
But wait a minute.
Okay. Nah, don't
all right.
try to.
All right, now, I'm gonna be quiet.
Shut it down.
Okay, nah, I'm gonna
just
be quiet.
Giving you facts.
Okay.
Giving you facts. Donald Trump is never until he, as you say, orchestrated the fucking racism. Donald Trump is, like you said, a motherfucking nickel slick New York opportunist.
No doubt.
Right. So I'm not giving a fuck about Donald Trump. He did what the fuck he did to do what the fuck he has to do, and it's fucked up. Don't get it twisted. I'm not sitting here saying good for him. I'm saying, damn, motherfuckers fell for that shit. So I'm looking. I don't see Donald Trump because he's a clown. He's a clown. If I'm looking at anything, I'm looking at the people that voted for him, the 2 or 3 million less people that voted for him than voted for Hillary. I'm looking at all this racism that he has stirred up.
3.57 million, closer to 4. 3.57 million, but go ahead.
Closer to 4. Whatever million. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it was 1.
Okay, no doubt.
All right. So then you got him about to be the president of the United States. A whole fucking billions of people around the world didn't want this shit to happen, right? We kind of agree on that, right? Billions of people around the world.
We agree.
Cannot fucking believe this shit happened. But it happened, and it is still an institution, just like it was an institution 8 years ago. Now, if we don't give a fuck and we like, fuck your America, we gonna do our own shit, I'm riding with that. But that's not what the fuck we're doing.
Can I answer a question? Okay, but you still didn't answer the question, because see, my question is narrowly defined. My question is strict, because you know what? As we get past the inauguration, I'm actually probably more to agree with you. But right now, my situation is an outward show of support with the inauguration. That is as far as this particular question goes, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think that most of, and they want to label it as the Hollywood community. The Hollywood community understands where they get their money, okay? The Hollywood community understands that, like a guy like people like Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber, who would perform for Hillary but won't perform for Trump, because you know why? Because they are also on African American blogs, and they also ride so much of African American culture that all of these peoples, the Adeles and all of these pop people, along with any other black acts, are saying, I'm not supporting him, I'm not giving aid and comfort for him for the inauguration, period. Okay, that's where it ends. Now, as we get into once we get past the inauguration, he's sworn in. He keep throwing up legislation. They already throwing up legislation to kill Obamacare. Yep. They already
trying to get Obama out of there.
Right, exactly. They're gonna be throwing up to block African American votes. They're gonna be doing so much slimy shit that African Americans, who to me right now are in a state of coonery, buffoonery. By the time African Americans wake up, motherfuckers is like, damn, how the fuck did we get back to 1950?
All right, so let me stop you right there.
Okay.
What the fuck difference is it going to make if black people go or don't go to the inauguration? Is that shit still going to happen?
B, only thing I'm saying is that my question narrowly defined, the protest is about the inauguration. The protest is to embarrass Trump, the fact that he basically got a fucking grade D bunch of celebrities because nobody else fucks with him.
And so,
okay, now once that protest is over, now
concern on celebrities, you're already fucked up.
Okay, but once that, but once that is over, that's over. The celebrities go back to getting crazy paid.
Exactly.
And we will continue, especially in the African-American community, we will continue coonery, buffoonery. All this Soulja Boy, all this other mumble rap niggas. I'm agreeing with you.
Which I heard a lot of people say, but I think we said mumble rap first. But anyway, that's another story. I'm going to just say this to you, B. I think it's, I'm thinking, I'm listening to you. I listen to Nicole. I listen to other people. But here's, it's personal. I'm going to tell you what is personal, okay? It's personal because a motherfucker like me, it's like, fuck Black Friday. Oh. Something simple.
Okay, no doubt.
Don't go to the fucking store.
No doubt.
But when you turn the fucking news on November 26th, what the fuck do you see?
You see a bunch of knotheads out there at Black Friday.
You see people of all fucking races running and breaking down stores for TV or whatever.
No doubt.
Right?
I agree.
So... the thing that makes it personal for me is because that fucks me up. It really fucks me up because just one fucking day don't go to the store, right? So I don't have any faith in motherfuckers protesting or being against Donald Trump.
Well, this is
because
the key
he's going to be the fucking president because motherfuckers
okay,
didn't
that's
stand
true.
Up.
Now, I'm going to give you some credit, but where I'm going to take away where I think that you're wrong and I think your calculations are wrong is because folks are only going to, and African Americans largely can get behind, don't perform for Trump. It is something that's kind of passive. It's something that they don't, there's no, it doesn't hurt them. Okay? When you got a bunch of motherfuckers out there on Black Friday, black folks, whether they rich or poor, like new shiny shit. And to deprive them of Black Friday is some bullshit. B, I'm right with you. I haven't been to a Black Friday since they were selling VCRs, my nigga. So that's been okay. Dumb years. So I'm agreeing with you 1,000%. Again, one act of defiance. After that, I could be on the Hip Hop Digest and tell you that black folks gonna turn around and they gonna act like they act. And then
they're
gonna be
doing
the same
shit.
But to me, this whole shit, what gets me about this whole shit is that you're more upset now that his ass became president than you was before he became president.
Yep.
When you could have affected this shit. When you could have actually went out and changed this shit. You could have went out and voted and made sure he didn't get his ass in
and
there.
And that's why I'm glad.
That's when you should have been upset before it happened. Don't get upset after the fucking milk has been spilled. The milk's been spilled now. It's
there
too late.
You go.
You can't put it back in the bottle.
Right. Elton, that's what I'm saying.
B, but I'm on record. I'm on record saying white folks is split 50-50 and it's African-Americans in those key states. I'm on record on the Digest and saying if African-Americans don't get out, this motherfucker's going to win. Okay? But Kurt G's right. You're right. Okay? But by the time African-Americans who want to get pissed about the inauguration, and they rightly should, won't stay pissed. We'll be pissed 3.5 years later when he's running for re-election and we're fucked up in the game.
Oh, you're bugging. You think he's going to make it that long?
I hope not, but...
Yo, this is a fucking TV show, my nigga. He's out of there in a year.
B, let's hope.
Put me on record.
All right, B.
He's going to do something so ridiculous that they're going to have no choice but to get him out of here. And I'm not talking about grab him by the pussy. I'm not talking about any of that other shit. He's going to do something so ridiculous. They have no choice but to get him out.
You said this nigga going to get impeached? Impeach the president?
Whatever. I'm not saying on no murder game. I'm
Nixon.
Not talking about the murder game.
Nah,
no,
he's talking
shit
about
like that
Nixon shit.
He's going to do something so stupid that they have no choice but
so
get
this
him. Donald
this,
Trump.
This nigga's
going to
be on the phone with the Russian president talking about, let's make a deal.
Right.
Yeah, talking about Donald Trump.
Right. Exactly.
So this is the whole thing why I keep saying that it's bigger than that clown.
B. But you know, and maybe I know you know, but I think that sometimes you have trouble relating to people's idiosyncrasies. Human beings only get gassed up over certain things. So the inauguration is going to gas them up. You start talking about fucking legislations and bills and all this shit. Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's over their head.
The game, come on.
Right, right, exactly. That's why I keep saying we're still in this state
of corn. Why the fuck is this nigga on the TV? Ain't loving hip hop. Get ready, come on, get this motherfucker off the TV.
Exactly. Exactly. You start talking
about where my cynicism comes from.
Okay, and I get your cynicism, and I understand that. And I'm one to say that the outrage, and when I talk about outrage, is not an overall. I'm talking about just for the inauguration, because I know how black folks is. I know black folks going to tune out the minute he's sworn in. I know it. I know that. I'm not carrying it past that, just the inauguration.
Right, because they after he gets in, they're done. Nobody's going to care what the fuck who he nominates, all the policy he brings in. They don't care about none of that until it smacks him in the face.
Right.
Yep. When you ain't got benefits.
Right.
Right.
And that kind of shit.
Exactly.
When the cops can pull you over for whatever the fuck they want, even more so than they do now.
All the above. All the above.
When your president is retweeting some nigga from Idaho somewhere that don't mean nothing. Well, we all mean something, but you know what I'm saying.
I know
the president wants some shit like that.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, we're
the hip hop digest is fake news.
Well, no doubt.
Right.
But the point is that, like I said on the show, we always been closer, but I think that there's minute details that we miss each other on. To me, it's strictly just for the inauguration that people are just getting hyped. Past the inauguration, like you said, love and hip hop. That's it. Fucking that other coonery shit on Fox.
And that's what makes it personal for me, yo. That's like your dad. You ain't seen your dad in 10 years. And then he shows up one day talking about, yo, son, let's go to the park. And then you get like, oh shit. You know, cause you might on the out, that crust is like, fuck that nigga. But inside you like, damn, Pop's coming to, we gonna, you know, chop it up at the park or some shit. And you have a good conversation. Next day, that nigga gone. I'm not trying to deal with that shit in the black community. As far as riding and we all good, we all together.
The African American community is going to be, see, and this is where you got to be honest with yourself. B, we are fucked up in the game because we are operating at a coonery level that is unprecedented. And it will take Donald Trump to literally chop niggas' limb off that motherfuckers wake up. Yeah, it has
people
to.
People said that back when Ronald Reagan won.
And people
that's older than us. Do you think they said that shit?
I don't
know how much of a clown, because I was real young. You know what I'm saying? I know in my heart and in my feeling, bearing being, I didn't think that Ronald Reagan was the right thing, but do you think people older than us was riding like, man, fuck Ronald Reagan and all that kind of shit?
I tell you what, I think that older people older than us knew Reagan was fucked up, but they still had a hangover from winning the rights and still trying to exercise their rights from the civil rights movement. True. But to fully answer your question, I think our protest to the Reagan years was different than theirs. Okay. I think that's, again, it's no mistake why you had public enemies and you had ex-clans and you had groups.
Right.
That's no mistake. Right. Our protest was different than the previous generations. But make no mistake about it. We had that sense about us. There's none of that shit now. There is zero.
I'm cynical.
On an entertainment level, there's zero. There's young folks out there.
Oh, there's some young,
that's down.
Right. Shout out to Black Lives Matter, because those young guys, they're putting it down. They doing the best they can on a lot of issues. So I'm gonna give a shout out to them, you know. But Swerve, we're closer than you think. I think this inauguration shit got us going back and forth. But trust me when I tell you, my shit don't go past the inauguration. Because I know black folks is going to be fucked up in the game because they're not involved.
Well, let me just go ahead and give you the credit for this. If there are celebrities, like black celebrities performing, I'm kind of like, yo, for real? But I just can't see stopping young kids. Okay, because like you, okay, let me just try to get it. You got at whatever college, black collar. This is, let's just say, where did Grambling? Let's just say Grambling. Right?
Right.
You got them known for what? The black coach and football.
Right.
Right. But they got a band.
They got a world class band. I get
it. They got a world class band. And that band is great. So Grambling, the football team, get all kind of props and pub. The band may get some pub because they, you know, all the antics and all that kind of stuff, but they don't get the kind of publicity that a basketball or football team gets, right? So you have teams in the NFL, NBA, hockey, all this shit that go to the White House when they win a championship.
Right.
Right? That's a very, very special fucking thing, right?
No doubt.
I think maybe just... I've heard of one player not going to the White House when George Bush was the president. I can't remember who it was, but there was one player that said, I ain't going to the White House.
Right.
But generally speaking, I don't give a fuck who the president is. When a sports team wins a championship, they go to the White House. I cannot see stopping these kids in this orchestra band or whatever from missing out on a moment to play in that situation. I just can't. As a celebrity, yeah, I'm looking side eye like, for real, yo? For real? Because you don't need the money, you don't need the status, you don't need the nothing, right? Because you're wealthy, you're famous, you're all that. But for these kids who've played these instruments all their life, because you know, in college even, you have to get a scholarship. You could play, you got to be able to fucking play to get on college.
I know what you're saying, but Irv, when Dr. King says, some of us must lose jobs or get thrown in jail. You know what he essentially is talking about? He's talking about sacrifice. And and that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you got to hit those kids, especially those African-American college kids, on the noggin. We will not support this man at this time. We will not. And that's a sacrifice. That you damn right. There's a sacrifice. This not sacrificing just because it is the inauguration. Nah, B. Mm-mm. No, sir. The whole struggle.
Straight up Marcus Garvey on
B,
it.
B, straight up. From your Black Friday to my inauguration. Fuck them.
Well.
Sacrifice.
You already know that my day doesn't count because niggas be in them stores.
B. They ain't sacrificing shit.
So.
And I guarantee you. It might not be that Barack Obama shit from 2008 or whatever. When he 2008 when he got in?
Yeah.
Initially. It won't be that. But there will be millions of people lined up outside there in Washington, D.C. next week.
So check this out.
Oh, you better believe it.
Now, well, hold up.
Dynasty's going to be in effect, my nigga.
Hold up. Number two, I'm going to let you go really after this. Number one is that I'm always in solidarity with Black Friday because I don't fuck with Black Friday. And number two, underreported story that is a fact, that hotels around the area have not sold out for the Donald Trump inauguration. It's still going to be crazy people here, no doubt, but it is not going to be millions. And that is an underreported story that these hotels and everybody geared up because they thought there's not that many people, not in comparison to the past two Barack's.
Well, first of all, don't give yourself too much pat on the back because Barack Obama being inaugurated was a motherfucking world-changing thing, first of all. So
no doubt.
That no president has gotten that shit.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
So we can't equate that. But there will be some George Bush-type shit.
Oh, yeah. B, like you said, it's a gang of Duck Dynasty, George Bush, regular Republican.
I'm talking about black people.
Oh, well, you know.
You watch CNN or MSNBC or Fox, whatever the fuck you watch, and you will see black faces in the audience.
Right. I agree. No doubt.
You will see it. Now, if you want to motherfucking talk about real shit, don't go. Don't no fucking black people show up at their inauguration in D.C.
Well, it's going to be, trust me when I tell you, it's going to be a speckle of black folk in there. There's no question about it because you always got them black conservatives and shit, them self-hating niggas.
Right there in their faces.
I know it.
It'll be like this. It'll be right there.
But on the real, you said Obama was some world-changing shit. His world-changing shit ain't got shifted on Trump's world-changing shit. Trump is literally changing the fucking world. He's changing the view
in a different way.
In a different way. Because you got all these China, you got Japan, you got all these people on edge right now because this nigga is coming in. He's really changing the world because they're like, damn, this nigga's about to fuck us up. As far as the policies that he's about to bring in.
Trump all around the world.
Oh, yeah, they clowning his ass.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely a change the world type thing, but he is the ultimate puppet figurehead mm-hmm. who is just he's in the camera like this. He's blocking what the fuck is going on for real.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, real talk, this is probably as close as we'll ever see as the Manchurian candidate in our lifetime.
Wow.
I'm gonna tell you that right now. Huh?
Sirhan, I was alive.
Shit. All right, son.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. All
right, son. That's what's good.
Holla, y'all have a good weekend and enjoy, as I told everybody that I tell, enjoy this weekend, not because it's a motherfucking 3-day weekend, but enjoy this shit because of what that man sacrificed for us to get a fucking day off.
Again, no doubt.
No doubt.
Peace.
All right, peace.